Justin Fluke back with you, joined now by Coach Marco Hunter. We talk Houlton Wildcat boys basketball. Houlton 5-13 on the season with two games left in the Big East. Three of those wins against Big East League opponents this season. And two tough losses since last we spoke, Coach. Both games that you competed and had a chance and were kind of right there and just couldn't quite come away with the win. But falling to Jeff West last Friday night, 53-46. And then at Osage on Monday, 60-53 earlier this week. And it feels like a little bit of a broken record. I mean, several games this year, and these two kind of prime examples to where saw some really, really good signs and some good things and had chances, but just that consistency through all four quarters needed to be able to come away with the win.
Yeah, you know, in our league, you know, every game is going to be tough no matter the level of competition or anything. It's going to be tough, and you just got to show up and you have to play, especially this late in the season. And, you know, it was almost like two identical games with Jeff West in Osage City. You know, we battled all game long. You know, back to the Jeff West game, you know, that's first time in a long time we scored double figures in every quarter. And, you know, we just kind of let the game get away with us with just giving up key baskets. And, you know, we got the scoring production out of Braden Peak and Bodie Dillon and, you know, other guys contributed, you know, 4 to 6 points. And we were right there. And it's just we weren't able to finish it and put it, you know, kind of get that lead and hold on to it. And that's kind of been our deal all season. And then, you know, on Monday, you know, we've played a great game against a good team, good strong team. And they had an inside presence. And, you know, we talked about how we wanted to defend that and we made in-game adjustments. And I thought the kids played very, very hard. And, you know, our third quarter was a little bit stagnant offensively. And, you know, we turned the ball over at key times and they, you know, they came out and made a lot of baskets, more three pointers in the second half than they did the whole first half, and that's not typically their strength. From what I saw on film, they're more of a, you know, pound the ball inside type of team, and they're well coached. You know, I was talking to their coach before the game, and you know, they honored their state championship team from 25 years ago, and you know, he's been there all that time, so I knew it was going to be a well coached team, and it's just one of those games where the kids were visibly spent and visibly frustrated with that loss because they knew they let it get away from them.
Just two games left here in the regular season, and tomorrow night you're going to be hosting Sabetha. It's the final home game of the year and senior night. I wanted to ask you about the group of seniors that you have because, man, you know, these guys have had three different coaches now in their high school career for basketball, but a great group of athletes that I think have overcome a lot. What have you seen from them, and, you know, what can you say about this group and how they've helped kind of set the new culture of the program that you're trying to instill?
Well, I'll tell you what, the seniors, you know, they kind of, we embraced each other, you know, from the get-go when I got hired in June. And, you know, as perfect timing, we were able to have a whole summer, you know, together. And they really kind of bought into what I wanted to do. And same thing with the guys that were participating in the fall. You know, we had our 10 weeks of preseason workouts for those guys that weren't doing a fall sport. And you could just see that, you see the team chemistry off the floor with them. They're very close. And, that's something that you want as far as your type of foundation you're going to build for a program. You want to start with a strong group of seniors. And, you know, and I told them, I said, I'm going to do everything I can to make your senior year enjoyable. And the one thing, you know, outside of not getting the victories, you know, they've enjoyed the season. Of course, they want to win more, but they really have really been that foundational leadership of what my vision is for what I want the program to be, changing the culture and continue moving forward with the underclassmen following suit. And that's the thing, you know, the kid, they bought into me, and the young guys have bought into them, and they see how hard it's going to take and how much work is going to be put in, to get things going the way we want it to go. And, you know, I just wish we could have won, you know, more games for them because they are a good group of kids. And, you know, they deserve better. You know, it's not their fault that I'm their third coach in 3 years, you know, 4 years. Right. It's not their fault. So, and I've told them that. I said, it's not your fault. And don't think it's, you know, coaches left because of you, because it's not. You know, it's just the nature of the beast with the coaching carousel that we deal with in athletics and right. High school sports and every level. So, but they're a great group of kids, and I know they're all going to be successful in whatever they decide to do. post high school.
You bet. Final thought, Coach. You know, obviously a win would do wonders, boost some confidence, and there's still a lot to play for. You know, that's what's great about the postseason is that anybody can get hot, win a couple games, make a run, get to state. Mm-hmm. So certainly some potential. But you know, do you feel like this team? I'm guessing. You know, hasn't reached their potential or the top yet to be able to play for four quarters like you believe they're capable of. You know, talk about, I guess, that statement and how that still is a possibility out there and just kind of the plan going into these final two regular season games.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's always a possibility. And that's something I've talked about, you know, off and on all season is, you know, fellas, you only have to win two games, but we definitely want to get some momentum, you know, and have that feel-good feeling going into postseason. And we're more than capable of doing that because when we have played a game two or three, and pretty tough, even against the top tier of the Big East League, we've shown that we can put points on the board. We've shown that we can defend, that we can play, you know, with some grit and some toughness. And it can happen. And postseason is different because you always get matched up with teams who don't play the same level of competition that you play or don't see the same style of basketball that you play. And I think that may play into our favor, but, you know, it comes down to putting the ball in the hole. And that's something that, you know, we struggled with early on. And I think we've kind of worked on that a lot better. The team chemistries, it's shown glimpses where we look really, really good. And there's other glimpses where we don't look really good. Hopefully, you know, stars can align at any time. And it would be great for them to align tomorrow night with Sabetha and roll into next week and see what we can do in the postseason and create an upset and make some noise in Kansas.
You bet. Looking forward to it, Coach. Appreciate your time, and best of luck here in these final two regular season games.
You bet. Thank you.
Coach Marco Hunter of the Wildcats, the Holton Weekly Locker Room Chat, sponsored by Medical Pharmacy, by Community Healthcare System, and by the Farmer State Bank in Holton.